Time to Renounce by Ramakrishna G. Kulkarni. I had a great desire for a fully realized guru and was in search of one when by chance, really by the guidance of Bhagavan, I came upon a Gujarati book by one Madhavanand of Baroda in which he spoke highly of his visit to Sri Ramanashramam. I therefore wrote to the Sarvadhikari of the ashram, expressing my desire to have darshan of Bhagavan. I received a favorable reply and accordingly left for the ashram. This was in 1944. I stayed there for 5 days. During the first 2 days, I was annoyed to find all the worst vasanas, latent tendencies in me coming to the surface. I therefore prayed to Bhagavan to wipe out my sins and initiate me as his disciple, not being aware as yet that he had already done so and that my heart was being purified by the powerful current of his grace. I appreciated this only on the third day when peace began to flood my heart. There was such a surging of peace that on the fifth morning I stood before Bhagavan, prostrated, and expressed my feeling of complete peacefulness. Thereupon, Bhagavan raised his hand over my head and blessed me. After that, I returned home. Through his grace, awareness of the self has continued since then, and my sadhana is proceeding. I had his darshan again a few years later on the occasion of the consecration of the Matrubhudeshwar temple at the ashram. In the year 1956, 6 years after Bhagavan had left the body, I decided to renounce home life and live as a sadhu at some lonely place on the banks of the Ganges. While searching for a suitable place, I wrote to the ashram about it and, through the inspiration of Bhagavan, received a reply that I should pay a visit there before desiring to settle down elsewhere. Accordingly, I went again to Sri Ramanashramam. Arriving there, I sat in meditation before Bhagavan's Samadhi shrine during the night. While doing so, I experienced a voice from Bhagavan telling me that it was not yet time for me to renounce the world. I had therefore to cancel my plans to return home. Since then, I have been eagerly awaiting a message from Bhagavan that the time has come for my renunciation. Sourced from The Mountain Path, Volume 2, Number 2.